Hey everybody, it's Dave Ward, and I want to welcome you back to our podcast series. We took a little break from the podcast while we took a little vacation to our nation's spectacular capital. Amazing week in Washington, D.C. with our kids. Got to tour the city and see all the sights there, and then went out to the Dulles Airport area where we participated in a Danny Johnson's First Steps to Success seminar. Which, by the way, I highly recommend. If you're new to our podcast, what we normally talk about is sort of the life and times of a Beachbody coach and the best practices associated with that. We also do some other stuff on nutrition and, you know, different things that I think our customers are going to benefit more from. But this particular podcast, and really most of the series, is geared around towards what we do as Beachbody coaches, who we are and what we do. So what I want to talk about today is one of those things. And I think it's absolutely essential concept to understand. So let me just introduce the concept really quickly, and then I'll get into kind of the best practices of how to deal with this. So what I want to talk about today is how much more important your intent is than your technique. So let me just briefly describe what I mean by that. What I basically mean by that is if you're coming from the right place when you're dealing with people, you can say a lot of stupid things. You can make a lot of dumb mistakes. You can fumble. And you can blow it, basically, okay? But if you're coming from the right place, and I'll get into what that means, it won't matter. Your technique won't matter if your intent is right. But if you're coming from the wrong place, your technique has to be perfect in order for you to succeed. And in fact, it may not be good enough to have good technique if your intent is wrong, because people can tell, okay? So let me tell you where the first time I really heard this concept introduced. And it was at the Beachbody Coach Summit last year. Beachbody had hired a guy named Joe Thomas. If I remember correctly, the name of his company is 95.5. And Joe came and he gave us this really great speech and a lot of good sales advice. And this was really my sort of aha moment from that whole speech and the one thing that really stuck out at me. And here's how he described it. He said, you know, your brain has this really small little piece of it, and it's sort of in the back, and I can't remember the name of it because I'm not a technical guy like that. But you have this element of your brain, and it has one function. And that function is in every situation, in every circumstance, with every piece of information, with every person that approaches you, with every animal that you see, with every situation in your life, it is simply asking one question. Is this safe or unsafe? If this piece of your brain answers that this information, this circumstance, this person is unsafe, it provides you then with two responses. Those two responses are very primal in nature. They are fight or flight. So if you've ever approached somebody trying to maybe, I don't know, sell them or recruit them, rather than thinking about what you can do for them, and they've been very resistant right away. Well, it's because their little piece of their brain picked up on your intent and said, this is unsafe. And today, I feel like fighting. So you get objection after objection after objection. The person was never open to the information simply because of the way you approach them. Now, get that same person who just stops answering your phone calls or doesn't respond to your emails. What happened? Safe or unsafe? Answer unsafe. They decided instead of fighting, they will fly. And they just avoid you. It's easier for some people. That's what's happening, guys. Okay? This is what is happening when your intent comes from the wrong place. That little piece in people's brain is going off. Here's why. Here's why. No one likes to be sold. We all like to buy stuff. We all like buying stuff. I mean, I don't care who you are. I suppose not all of us, but most of the people I know, they like to buy things. They like to buy stuff that works, like P90X, like Shakeology, like Les Mills Pump, which I'm doing right now and absolutely loving. They love to buy those things, but they don't want to be sold them. I'll tell you a story. I walked into the supermarket a couple days ago. It was with my daughter, and I was there to get like two things for school. Like, I just needed to get her a couple things for school. And then we're out of there. So I was in a hurry. And as I walked into the supermarket, this guy shoves a paper in my hand, newspaper, and says, hey, here's a free newspaper. Okay, great. And I start to walk away. He goes, hey, wait a minute. Here's what we're offering for your free newspaper. And instantly, what happened? That little thing in my brain went, safe or unsafe? This guy's trying to sell me something. Okay, I paused. Okay. And he immediately started out with this. Now I listen. Everybody's broke these days. And I know that everybody needs to save money. And I know that everybody needs to clip coupons. And I know that everybody needs to do a bunch of things that didn't apply to me. Okay, now for those of you listening who have no idea who I am, I've been doing this business for about 3.5 years now. My wife's been doing it for 5 years. We make a 6-figure income. We're going to make a 7-figure income, maybe next year. I'm not broke. I don't need to clip coupons. No, I do, because it's smart. But this guy was trying to sell me with some canned speech that didn't even apply to me. His intent was way off. And see, he was just going for numbers. I know this guy's sales game. Pushy, heavy duty, high powered sales. I'll just go for numbers. It doesn't matter. 50 people will say no. 5 will say yes. I'll make 5 sales and I'm happy with that. Now, his technique was pretty good. His technique was actually pretty good. I mean, I'm kind of making him sound schlocky. But he was a little bit pushy with me. But his technique was pretty good until I started to push back. And then at one point, when I said, no, I'm actually really just not interested. He actually asked me at one point, is it because I'm a little bit pushy? And I said, yeah, it is. And I just walked away. Now, he didn't win because, A, his intent was way off. Okay, he wasn't trying to help me. He wasn't trying to solve my problem. How do I know he wasn't trying to solve my problem? Because he didn't even know what my problem was. He just assumed everybody on the planet is broke right now. You're probably broke. Would you like it if someone walked up to you and said, hey, you're really broke right now, so you need my business or my product? Or here's another one. And I don't think any of you out there are dumb enough to do this. Walked up to you and said, hey, you know what? You really need to lose some weight. I've got something that can help you with that. Really? You think you're going to win with that one? No. No. So I want to talk about how this all works out. And hopefully you guys are kind of getting the idea as you're following me here. Intent is more important than technique. Okay? So how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we make sure we have a good intent? And what does a good intent look like? In my opinion, it looks like this. You get to decide what your intent looks like. Okay? But in my opinion, it looks like this. I am willing to give 100% of myself with zero expectation of getting anything back. Okay, when we first started this business, when I first got involved in this business, I had been to a seminar and I learned a bunch of new theories that I had never really heard before. And one of them was exactly what I just articulated, that I will give 100% of myself with zero expectation of anything in return. It's called giver's gain. Okay? And that's how I started my business. That's how I started my business, and that's how I started approaching people. And that's the attitude that I kept and that I have kept this whole time. The people who are my customers, they know. They'll tell you. Yeah, I've never bought anything from him, yet he's answered every question I've ever had. He's helped me, spent an hour on the phone with me, walking me through the P90X nutrition guide or whatever it may be that they needed help with. Never bought anything from him. Right. Right. Because my intent is in the right place. As a result, people are open to the information that I have for them. When that information is about nutrition, a lot of times it's about Shakeology. If you're wondering why people are resistant to Shakeology and you're not having success making Shakeology sales, it might just be because they view your intent as being not in their best interests. In other words, they think you're the guy with the coupons trying to sell them something. See, but when they trust you and your intent comes from the right place, and then you follow through with that, and you're consistent in your behavior. You don't just say, hey, I'm 100% of me for 0% of you, and then every time they ask you a question, you go, okay, well, yeah, you know, as soon as you go out and do this, then I'll help you. That's not going to work. Okay? So in my mind, that's the proper intent. I want to help you. I will help you. Even if there's nothing in it for me, I will help you. I'm telling you guys, try this. Just go out and experiment with this a little bit. All of yourself for nothing in return. See what happens. People will be open to the information because that piece in their brain answers the safe or unsafe question with the answer, this is safe. I will allow this information to pass through this filter. This gets in. What happens when your information starts to get into people's head and you've established trust with them and they believe that you have their best interests in mind? They will listen to you. They will see you posting on Facebook about your workouts or about Shakeology or whatever, and they'll say, I want to do that. I want to be like that person. I want to have what they have. But if you're coming from the wrong place, you never even get past the safer and safe filter. It just doesn't matter how good your technique is. And I talk to so many people and they want another seminar and they want another training session and they want to know how do I do this and how do I do that and how. It's not about that. It's just not about that. It's about your approach with people. So let me talk a little bit about how you can avoid the intent versus technique problem. Okay, the first one is get interested in people. Be interested in people, okay? Form people. Dani Johnson, this is what she talks about, forming people. What does that mean? F-O-R-M stands for family, occupation, recreation, and message. And what it means is that if I know a little bit about your family, and I know a little bit about what you do for a living, and I know a little bit about what you like to do with your free time, then I have the ability to craft a message for you. Now, that message may or may not directly relate to what I have to offer. Okay? A lot of times, start talking to people, family, occupation, learn they're struggling with their job. It's very tempting to go, wow, Beachbody's for you. But sometimes you just realize you're talking to somebody who's not going to be open to that. Maybe they've told you they hate fitness. You told them what they did, and they go, ugh, I hate working out. I just hate that. Okay. All right, great. I still want to know who you are. I still want to sit and talk to you. Why? Well, maybe I discover that you are struggling with work, and I know somebody who's hiring in an industry that you're interested in working in. Maybe I find out you need to sell your house, and you're struggling to sell your house. I know a couple of real estate agents. Maybe I can introduce you to somebody who could help you. See how that's not about me? See how it's about them? It's about me having a conversation about them and their lives. You know, I met this guy the other, about a month and a half ago. And we were just at a little, you know, get together, this sort of concert in the park thing that they have here in San Diego. And I met this guy and we start talking and, you know, we don't have a whole lot in common. He's in the military, but he's a really nice guy. Really nice guy. And we start chatting. And I figure out that he wants to buy a bike, a road bike, right? And I happen to know a lot about that. I've been cycling for several years now and gotten a triathlon. And, you know, I like that stuff. So I said, yeah, you know what? I'll help you buy the bike. So during the process of him buying this bike, we've actually become really good friends. Because he's been shopping and he, you know, texts me and talks to me, pick up the phone. Hey, can I talk? You know, but we've become friends is the point. Okay, so at some point, as he was dealing with me, that first interaction, his brain is asking, safe or unsafe? I passed his test. I passed the filter test. Now he's open to my information. Okay? People like that start to ask you questions about what you do for a living after a while. They start to ask you questions about, gee, I want to get faster. I just got this bike. I want to get really faster on it. What can I do in less than an hour a day to get faster? My answer, by the way, for those of you keeping track at home, is always insanity. Insanity for cycling, insanity is probably the best workout people can do. We've got some mutual friends who are doing insanity. Will he do insanity? I don't know. We're maybe going to run a tough mutter together, though, so I'm going to have to do insanity myself to get ready for that thing. Anyway, form people, okay? Family, occupation, recreation, message. When you're doing it, stop looking for a way to crowbar Beachbody in. Don't do that, okay? I used to do this, and I was very unsuccessful. Okay, when I tell you these things, like this intent over technique, I tell you because I tried something else and it didn't work. And I don't want you to make the same mistakes I made, because I did this for a long time. Where's my opportunity to crowbar this into the conversation? And then you try and fit this round peg in this square hole, or square peg in a round hole, or however that thing goes. And it doesn't work. And the person you're talking to, the little piece of their brain just goes, wow, you know, I thought this information was safe. Oh, I'm not so sure. Maybe this is unsafe. I better bail on this conversation. Or start in with the, oh, I've heard all about these in-home, you know, business opportunities. Oh yeah, I've heard all about this in-home fitness. That's not for me. Nope, I like to go to the gym. I'm a gym guy. Don't like to be alone. Need to be around people. Why? Unsafe. Unsafe. So you got to have an outward focus. You got to be focused on the needs of other people. And in order to do that, you've got to talk to them, get to know them, understand who they are, and understand. You know, the other thing Danny Johnson talks about is this sign, form and sign, right? Sign. Strengths, interests, goals, and finally their needs. Strengths, interests, goals, and needs. If you're having a conversation with somebody and start talking about their family, their occupation, what they like to do in their free time, that's how I got to the bike with that guy. What types of things you like to do in your free time? Oh, well, you know, he likes to run these Tough Mudder races. And then he asked me the same question, and we started talking about cycling. And lo and behold, he goes, you know what, actually, I've been thinking about buying a road bike. Okay, so now I know you got a need. Now I know how I can help you. Really, I can help you with that, man. I've helped a lot of people buy bikes. Sure, no problem. Just an example of how you can live your life, okay, and how you can be successful in this business. What I am telling you, though, be really clear about this. What I am telling you is that if your intent is not good, it does not matter how good your technique is. You can have the Tommy Migrant's 5-step Beachbody Challenge invite process memorized. You can know every objection handling technique from Danny Johnson's script book. You can know all that stuff. You will probably still fail. You will probably still fail because your intent is not in the right place. And at some point, that is going to catch up with you. This happens with your coaches as well. Okay? As you're training new coaches, it is absolutely essential that they understand and believe, which means it has to be true, that you are more concerned about their goals than your goals. And that your job is to help them achieve their goals, not my goals, okay? I always tell people this as I'm working with them. You don't need to worry about my goals. That's my job. I worry about my goals. What you need to do is figure out what your goals are, so that I can help you achieve those things. And if I can help you achieve those things, whether they're big or little or medium-sized, then that's a win for me. That's what I want to do. You have to get there with your people, because a lot of times you're going to sign people up and they're not exactly sure whether this business is legitimate or real, or whether you can be successful with it, or maybe it's some sort of a scam. They're not really sure about all these things. But if you can get past the little filter in their brain that's asking, is this information safe or unsafe, then they'll be open to your training. They'll accept your feedback. When you explain this concept to them, they'll understand it because they see it in you. And they go, yeah, you know, they'll start to think about it. And they go, yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, the reason I signed up in this business is because you were just always so cool and helpful for me. Very few people sign up in this business because their coach was pushy and required them to buy a bunch of stuff and required them to do this, that, and the other thing. That's not why. Those are not the people I talk to. When I talk to new coaches who've been signed who are not people that I personally sponsored, which is a lot of people, by the way, and I talk to these new coaches and get them online, do a little training session with them, I always ask them, why did you sign up to be a coach? Tell me about your experience. The answer is always the same. I don't know, you know, I just started this program and I was lost and I didn't know what I was doing and I was floundering around left and right. And then I found my coach. And he or she just help me. And it was this genuine interest to help me that I thought, wow, I'd like to teach people how to do what I did. And I'd like to play that part in somebody else's life. That's what a lot of people are striving for when they sign up in this business. That's what they want. And that's an opportunity that's legitimate in this business. To be significant in the lives of other people, to help people change their lives, is a huge opportunity that we have in this business. It's one of my favorite things about it. I'm not gonna lie, that is one of my favorite things. Helping people change their lives. Whether that's physically, whether it's financially, whether it's both, sometimes it's mentally. That's what I love about this business. That's why I do it. I can't win, meaning I can't get what I want, which is that feeling, if I'm focused on my needs and what's in this deal for me. Because people are not going to be open to my feedback. They're not going to be receptive. When I ask them tough questions, they're not going to give me real answers. They're going to have a lot of excuses. Why? Because if they think that I want them to do it for me rather than themselves and their families and the people that they brought into the business, I'm toast. I'm not going to get anywhere with those people. So my intent has to be good. My intent's got to come from the right place. Because my technique's not that good. I'm not going to lie. My technique is just not that good. I'm not a great salesperson. I'm not a great recruiter. But what I have learned is that I don't need to be. I just don't need to be. What I need to be is me. That's what I need to be. I need to be me, and I need to come from a good place. And when I do that, and I keep my intent good, people are open to my information. People are open to learning more about who we are and what we do. But when I come from the wrong place, and when my intent is all about me, what's in it for me, and me, I'm going to lose, because it doesn't matter how good your technique is if your intent comes to the wrong place. All right, guys, thanks for your time today. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. We'll try and record some more and keep this thing going on a little bit more regular basis now that kids are back in school and life has returned to a semi-normal basis. All right, guys, bye.